You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked On Angels.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Angels. I am your host, Patrick Zajac, minor league play-by-play man and first row rider of the emotional sports roller coaster. That is Angels baseball. Welcome to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Sports, your team every day, part of FanRag Sports and the Locked On Podcast Network. Lots to get to in today's episode. Angels complete the sweep against the Kansas City Royals, even though Shohei Ohtani has to leave early due to those dreaded blisters on his pitching hand, has to leave in the fifth inning. But kudos to the Halo bullpen, a little shaky down the stretch, but never doubted him for a second. They get the job done, complete the sweep. But big story today that I want to focus on for today's episode on Thursday, June 7th, is the injury and subsequent disabled list trip for Andrelton Simmons and just how big of a loss that is for the squad as he is on the mend. Doesn't look like it requires surgery. From everything Andrelton Simmons has said, he looks like he's going to be back right when that DL stint is over, but you never know when it comes to ankle sprains. Ankle injuries are such fickle beasts, man. Time will tell, obviously, how long Andrelton Simmons is going to be out, but everything so far has been fairly positive coming out of Angels camp, even though the timeline has been a little unclear as far, with the only exception being what Andrelton Simmons has been about. So I'm going to talk about that, the fallout for the injury in segment number one. Segment number two, what day is it today? It's Thursday. That means Gear Grinder. So we're going to get to Mike Socha in the Thursday Gear Grinder. And a little bit different tone for the Gear Grinder here. I'm continuing to heap the praise on Mike Socha for the job he's done these past couple of games. I'll reference specific points here shortly, but has to do with the bullpen management, which is the thing that I think he gets characterized by and criticized for more often than not. And I agree, big part of his game that might need working, his managing style that might need some work, but for the most part, last couple of games, he's pushing all the right buttons during this homestand with the bullpen ERA under 3 for the homestand. Yes, they were playing the Rangers and the Royals, but liked what I saw from Socha. And then lastly, we'll get to Shohei Ohtani and the blister issue and if it's anything to worry about before we end today's episodes. But first, let's get to Andrelton Simmons because it comes out, obviously, he sprains his ankle in Game 2 of the series back on Tuesday. Actually hurts it in pregame, right before the Angels are going to take the field, slips on the dugout steps. They had a shot of it on the broadcast on Fox Sports West. Looked nasty, like his ankle went at a full 90 degree angle after slipping there. He plays the first inning and a half, but just isn't able to continue. We saw that after he was trying to break up a double play ball off the bat of Mike Trout. Didn't really try to break it up as he kind of slipped right after pivoting towards second. Feels it. I'm sure it just swelled up on him after initially turning it, because remember, Halos took the field pretty much 2 or 3 minutes right after Andrelton Simmons rolled that ankle. So the positive thing, and I think I put this out on Twitter when that game actually happened, was that, you know, at least, you know, it wasn't a severe ankle injury to the extent where he just drops like a sack of potatoes and he knows immediately that he's got something bad going on. He felt good enough to at least start the game on it. Whether or not that was the right decision, obviously, we don't know. Probably hindsight is always 20/20, of course. But it comes out that it's a grade 2 strain. And from my understanding with it, that's sort of a medium ankle sprain. He's been around on crutches, even though a walking boot has been used here or there. He says he feels more comfortable using the crutches to keep weight off of it. So as of right now, now's the time where you want to be a little more cautious with Andrelton Simmons. But the loss can't be overstated. I mean, this season, Andrelton Simmons has been an absolute revelation. He continues to get better now in his 28-year-old season. hitting 330 on the year with an 860 OPS. He's been one of those consistent hitters in the entire Halo lineup, batting at anywhere from second to fifth to sixth, even in the cleanup spot for a game or two. Andrelton Simmons has been moved all throughout the lineup, and he has raked every opportunity that he's got. He's come into his own as a hitter in the big leagues, and that was the big knock on him, was whether he could turn things around as a hitter and not just be, you know, pretty much the best defender in the game, but also provide that value offensively. We saw that last season, and it's continued again this season, which leads me to believe that this is the real Andrelton Simmons. The loss can't be overstated, right? But thankfully, now Zach Cozart will take over the primary shortstop duties. It's awesome that the Halos have the depth here to at least insert a guy like Zach Cozart into the spot, even though Cozart has been rather less than stellar so far this season, and that's putting it lightly, but defensively, still an above-average defender. He was known that way with the Cincinnati Reds. His total zone fielding runs above average in 2017 was at 2, so again, still an above-average defender at the position. He was actually a National League high 17 runs above average defensively in 2014, so injuries I know have slowed Zach Cozart down over the years, and he is getting up there in age now, over the hill, as they say, over 30. But nonetheless, Zach Cozart, a very viable replacement, major league veteran that you can turn to, that was the Halos' primary third baseman. But now that opens up some opportunities for Luis Valbuena, for Jeffrey Marte, who had a good 4-for-4 game recently. Caleb Cowart featured in the lineup in the final game of the Kansas City series. I don't know that he's the long-term solution there, so expect to see back and forth between Valbuena and Jeffrey Marte. Maybe Jeffrey Marte gets even more at-bats with Valbuena also sticking at first. You can also stick Jeffrey Marte at first. So a lot of options for Mike Socha to play with. He can kind of go with the hot hand moving forward at that position. But a name that I'm surprised hasn't been mentioned too much, and maybe it's more so the fans clamoring for it, but David Fletcher. I mean, David Fletcher in AAA continues to rake for the Salt Lake Bees. He's hitting .346 on the season, and it's not as if he's cooled off at all recently. His last 10 games, he's hitting .356, so that's above his season average, even hitting for some power with 6 home runs in 53 games. And, you know, looking at his fielding statistics, not too shabby. I don't know if it's because the Angels don't think he's as rangy enough or as good enough as of a defender at shortstop, but so far this season, 31 of those 53 games played at the shortstop positions, the others coming at second and third, 20 of them, one start at DH, but .982 fielding percentage at the shortstop position, that would be above major league average. Now, range, obviously not as much as Zach Cozart and Andrelton Simmons, but with the way the guy is hitting, why not give him an opportunity? Because I know Jeffrey Marte is coming off the solid 4-for-4 ball game. Luis Valbuena has turned things around as of late, has that average now above .240. But Zach Cozart continues to struggle here and there. I know he picked up a base hit in the win over Kansas City yesterday, but I don't know, especially over Caleb Cowart, who's already had so many at-bats at the major league level and hasn't proven himself yet. I thought that was a missed opportunity by the Halos here, not to bring up David Fletcher and give him a shot, because when else is he going to get the regular at-bats as he could right now? Give David Fletcher a couple of at-bats at short. Keep Zach Cozart at third, and the odd man out between Valbuena and Marte is at first on days when Shohei Ohtani doesn't hit, so you can have Albert Pujols DH, though he has the little sore knee, expected to be back on Friday. But nonetheless, give yourself some options. Let's see what can happen, because David Fletcher not only has had a phenomenal 2018 season at AAA, but remember, he raked in spring training, so he's been doing this the entire calendar year, and I think we all keep waiting for his opportunity to come. If not now, when, man? And I want to see David Fletcher at the major league level. I want to see what this kid can do, because he has earned it this season with his performance at the AAA level. Long-term, if this is a long-term injury for Andrelton Simmons, yes, big-time problem, because this is a guy that's, I believe, top 5 in the American League in wins above replacement as of right now, along with Mike Trout. Angels, obviously, the only team with 2 players that high up there. So, monumental loss, but for the short term, not too bad, because like I said, you have the veteran presence of Zach Cozart, who is an above-average shortstop defensively, hopefully now at a more comfortable position. Maybe he can turn it around offensively, and that continues on the rest of the season. Who knows? Maybe this could be a blessing in disguise, trying to stay positive here with the injury news to Andrelton Simmons. But for now, I think the Angels are going to be just fine. They're just going to be relying on some other guys to come through, and maybe David Fletcher gets his shot if Caleb Cowart continues to underperform. We'll see moving forward. I wouldn't anticipate that happening as of right now, however. Coming up, segment number two, the Thursday Gear Grinder. But first, you want to sponsor the show? Know someone that does? Hit me up, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Love interacting with you guys on Twitter and by email. You guys are already sending in questions for the Friday mailbag. And get those questions in, because we're not going to have a game to talk about from Thursday with the scheduled off day ahead of the Minnesota Twins series. Angels going on the road. So send in your questions, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com or on Twitter @LockedOnAngels, so we can have a large mailbag ready for everybody to tune into. Your questions answered on the show for Friday's episode. Get those questions in and get those inquiries in about sponsoring the show. LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Thursday. That means it's time for your Thursday Gear Grinder, where I spew on about something that is grinding my gears. This week, all the hate for Mike Socha, and I haven't heard it this week because he's made some pretty savvy moves as the Halo manager this week. Tune in.
Gear Grinder.
You're making me very upset.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Halo fan base largely split on Mike Socha, I've felt, the last couple of years. Especially this season, the highs and lows the team has experienced due to their inconsistent play. And a lot of times Mike Socha faces the brunt of that hate, of that criticism. And most of the time, what is it for? It's for his bullpen management, which I would argue is something probably that managers in Major League Baseball get ridiculed and criticized for more than any other aspect of the game, just because it's the easiest thing to criticize, right? Especially when you're Captain Hindsight. You know, Mike Socha brings a guy in or doesn't bring a guy in, and it blows up in his face. Runs go to the opposition, and it's just as easy to say, oh man, he shouldn't have made that switch. He should have kept the guy in, or vice versa. Why did he bring him in? And so I think a lot of it is unwarranted, especially with the options at Mike Socha's disposal as of right now. And you can criticize Billy Epler for the way the bullpen was constructed. For the most part, Billy Epler went about it the same way this offseason as he did last offseason. And last season paid off with a bullpen ERA that was top five in the American League. So he follows that same model here in 2018. And for the most part, it's been a bend and don't break affair. But let's go back to this most recent Kansas City Royals series. Andrew Heaney pitching brilliantly, but over 100 pitches after eight innings. Now in a 1-0 ball game, Mike Socha, I want to say historically this season at least, has gone to the bullpen in that situation as not to tax those starting pitching arms. But here, with how sensational he was pitching, I was phenomenally psyched. Phenomenally psyched. Is that a good way to describe things? I was overjoyed to see Andrew Heaney back out there for the ninth inning, as I'm sure all Halo fans were. He works completely through it. And I guarantee you, if he let up a runner on base in that inning, he would have come out, because the Angels did have a guy warming up in the bullpen ready to go. But kudos to Mike Socha for going with his gut there, leaving him in, extending Andrew Heaney out. Now we're into the part of the season where you can push the limit of your starting pitchers. They've had, you know, double-digit starts underneath their belt. I believe that was start somewhere in the early teens for Andrew Heaney on the season, number 11 or 12 on the year. So he's starting to be stretched out after his early season disabled list trip. You can now push the limit a little over 100, test the limit, see if these guys can get you those complete games, work into the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, because they're going to need to do that going down the line into this season, the marathon that is 162 games. You can't keep taking starters out in the 5th and 6th innings and expect your bullpen to be fresh if you have any aspirations come October, playoff-wise. So I thought that was awesome to see. And then this most recent game, Justin Anderson struggling in that eighth inning after he gives up the two-run base hit. I was already clamoring for Blake Parker to come in. Lets Justin Anderson go after one more hitter, gives up a base hit, and then Mike Socha makes the move. Blake Parker comes in, gets the strikeout to get out of the inning, and then works the 1-2-3 ninth inning. Mike Socia pressed the right buttons in his bullpen for this most recent game. Yes, Justin Anderson struggles and gives up the two runs, but he had that cushion to play with. So Mike Socia gave him a little bit longer leash, I think, than he would have had it been a one-run game. So in the Thursday Gear Grinder, I just wanted to point out, you know, I feel like we all chastise Mike Socia, or a lot of us do, and maybe it's just because Twitter is a negative place, and that's where I see it most often. But I've also had this conversation plenty of times with Halo fans throughout the past couple of years, and it seems this Mike Socia hatred continues to grow with each passing season. But I thought he did a brilliant job managing in this series. He has as of late. And I just want to give credit where credit is due. If you're going to criticize the man for making moves that you disagree with, you got to give the man props for making the moves and the decisions that pay off in the end, especially in one-run ball games as they were in the final two games of this series, to go 5-1 on the homestand and sort of bounce back and get back in the thick of the playoff race in the American League West. That's your Thursday Gear Grinder. Coming up to finish off the show, thoughts about Shohei Ohtani's start and his little blister problem. Shohei Ohtani has to leave the final game against the Royals at the Big A early, much to the chagrin of the entire Angels organization and fan base. Leaves after throwing one warm-up pitch in the fifth inning. And I thought, what's awesome to see, I don't know if everyone else noticed it, right? Shohei Ohtani's warming up in that fifth inning, and Martin Maldonado, after one pitch that Shohei Ohtani throws, he signals over to the dugout. And I don't know if Shohei Ohtani caught it, but he didn't immediately acknowledge that those guys were going to be coming out. He tried to speed up the warm-up process, and you can see he immediately, after about the third warm-up pitch, which is rather short, normally you get around 6 to 8 warm-up pitches there, immediately signals, I think it was to Ian Kinsler at second, like, hey, it's coming down, we're ready to start this inning, tried to get out of it. So kudos to the gamer and Shohei Ohtani, but also, this is a guy that's probably overprotected more than any other player in the entire organization right now. No sense in letting this blister problem get worse. I don't anticipate this holding Shohei Ohtani out for very long. As you recall, he had a blister issue earlier this season. He didn't even miss his next scheduled start. So it's just a thing that major league pitchers deal with. I hear all the time about guys trying to deal with blisters because they never really go away, right? You hope that your blisters, as a pitcher especially, just turn to calluses and they harden over time and they don't become an issue for you. But you know, you're using your hands every single day as a professional baseball player, especially as a pitcher gripping that ball, working with rosin and pine tar, what have you. Your hands get a little bit raw, and blisters don't ever go away, especially over the course of the season, unless you purely stay off of them, and that's just not going to happen. You've heard everything from pickle juice to Vaseline to all kinds of remedies. I've practically heard them all in my travels on the road as a minor league broadcaster, and I've heard them as a fan for a long, long time. It's just another thing that pitchers deal with. Shohei Ohtani's is much more publicized given his notoriety and his worth and value to this organization. He'll be just fine, even though I thought he was a little up and down in this start. Mind you, the last time he dealt with blister issues, he was out in the second inning of a dreadful start. But this one, able to at least work 4 innings, grinded through despite the 3 walks to give up just 1 run on 4 hits. And again, the bullpen the rest of the way, 5 innings, 2 earned runs given up, not too shabby in closing out the victory a night after they get a full day of rest, thanks to the start by Andrew Heaney, thanks to Mike Socia leaving him in and getting the complete game to have his well-rested bullpen at his disposal in this one. And he also knew that he can go to multiple guys in the pen. 5 guys needed to clean out this victory out of the bullpen because of the off day on Thursday. And that's where we're headed now, because that is your episode for today. Be sure, guys, to send in your questions for the Friday mailbag. That is by far my favorite episode of the week. I love hearing questions from you guys, so please send those in on Twitter at LockedOnAngels or email me, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Let's make it a huge filled episode, because not like you guys are going to be watching a game on Thursday. So start thinking of your question now, then shoot it over to me so I can get to it on the show for Friday. As for today, I got to get out of here, guys. Follow us, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. Other than that, you guys know what to do. Send in your questions. Happy Thursday.
Peace.